This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Senate Judiciary Committee is looking into why a former police officer was hired at the Denver-based U.S. Center for Safe Sport despite a history of sex crimes allegations against him. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa wants the abuse watchdog's CEO to answer for how the center missed red flags about former Allentown, Pennsylvania Vice Officer Jason Grassley. Grassley had been arrested multiple times over the past 3 months for crimes he allegedly committed between 2015 and 2024. The center fired Grassley in November after learning of the arrests. Colorado's Democratic senators want to protect so-called sensitive spaces from potential federal immigration raids, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett want to limit ICE arrests at places like hospitals, schools, and churches. They're joining 19 other Democratic senators to sponsor the Protecting Sensitive Locations Act. The Trump administration has rescinded an earlier policy to stop federal immigration officials from entering certain places, including food pantries and domestic violence shelters. Bennett says every Coloradan should feel safe to go to school, church, and the doctor without fear of arrest. The bill is unlikely to advance in the Republican-controlled Senate. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Many residents of the Front Range will wake up to temperatures in the single digits tomorrow after a cold front moves through today. Temperatures from Castle Rock to the Wyoming border will drop to 9 degrees with snow, according to the National Weather Service. Then it gets worse. A winter weather advisory is in effect for the Front Range from Tuesday afternoon until mid-morning Wednesday. It could be below zero on Thursday morning. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.